Good morning. I'm bringing two leases to county council this morning.
Can I motion? Motion?
As you're aware, we have five leases for the corporate hangars that we're calling corporate hangars. Three of the leases are going to be in front of the president of county council this morning for his signature and execution. But in addition, we have two smaller hangars that are going to be part of that complex, and they're going to be about 5,000 square feet each. The first one is going to be at site number 6, and it's located, and there is a map on the back of your handout. But just hold on, please. This is site number 6.
Go closer.
And site number 7, that I'll give reference to in the next few minutes. With the engineering department, we were able to actually identify two spots as a result of this new taxiway going in that we choose to utilize and put the highest and best use. Mr. Reichert has requested a space at the airport to construct a 5,000 square foot airplane hangar, approximately 5,000 square foot. In his twist, he's going to put a carousel in there where he can handle different aircraft, 4 planes within this one hangar. It would be a 30-year lease with 2 10-year options. It would be with attached with a CPI yearly increase after the first year, and the rental amount would be $650 monthly land lease. Mr. Reichert would be doing the leasehold improvements to the property. The improvements would be reviewed by the engineering, making sure that it stays within the confines and concepts of the airport. And this isn't a lease that they can sit on. They're going to need to be doing construction within 6 months, within 180 days. Any questions?
We are aware of this, so you have a motion.
Yes.
No, I was just going to say, and this is a 30-year, so it could be a 50-year situation. Are these leases, they can sell the lease?
Yes.
Okay, and there's...
Well, they could sell the leasehold improvements, and then we the county, would enter into a new lease with a new tenant.
They can sell just the structure, but...
That's correct.
Okay, so this lease will not be transferable?
Unless the county council, we come back to the county council and you say that we can go ahead and do an assignment of the lease.
Okay.
Okay.
If we say no, then sorry about your luck.
That's correct. So they'll want to check with the county first.
Right.
Okay. The county does have first right of refusal, okay, should the tenant choose to sell the property.
Yes.
And where's this? Is this?
This was a small one that we.
Okay.
You actually built another hangar. They are building another hangar,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
And that's on the that's down on the end where they're.
Okay.
On the older end, right?
Here's Sussex General Maintenance, and here's the building.
Okay.
These are the 5 large hangars that are going to be going in.
Right.
And these two locations right here, we were able to identify as potential hangars.
Building space.
Yes.
That's cool.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, read your motion now.
Okay. That the Sussex County Council approved John Reichert to lease site number 6 for hangar construction at the Sussex County Airport. Airplane hangar will be approximately 5,000 square feet. Prior to executing the above lease, any lease changes will be reviewed by and approved by the county administrator, county finance director, then presented to the president of Sussex County Council for his signature and approval.
So moved, Mr. President.
Second. Motion, Mr. Jones. Second, Mr. Dukes, to approve the motion for John Reich, the 30-year lease for the hangar, as the motion read. Questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Okay, on the second page of your handout is site number 7. All the terms are the same. It is a 30-year lease, CPI attached, $650 monthly land lease.
Same deal.
Same deal.
Read it.
Okay. That the Sussex County Council approve AP Kroll III to lease site number 7 for hangar construction at the Sussex County Airport. Airplane hangar with approximately 5,000 square feet. Prior to executing the above lease, any lease changes will be reviewed by and approved by the county administrator, county finance director, then presented to the president of the county council for signature and approval.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Jones. Second, Mr. Phillips, to approve the AP Kroll lease. Questions, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones? Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Yes.
All those yes. Thank you, Mr.
Dukes. Right, I have one more.
I'll make the room shut up for 2 hours.
The current lease that the county has with Georgetown Air Services and with Mr. Kenny, the owner, is requesting the Sussex County approval to sublease through their current lease.
with Delmarva Aviation for space at the Sussex County Airport Terminal Building for additional services utilizing the day-to-day operation services of Georgetown Air Services for flight training and related services. The sublease tenant is Garrett L. Denoga, owner of Delmarva Aviation. And the purpose, the primary mission of Delmarva Aviation is to provide a safe learning environment and a fun flying experience amid a high-quality customer service atmosphere. It will also provide customer service to related and including aircraft rentals, advanced training, recurrency training, sightseeing, and aerial photography services. The proposed services are scheduled to begin immediately upon approval by the Sussex County Council. And with me this morning, I have Mr. Kenny, who I know that you know, and then also Mr. Denoga, if you will come up, please. Mr. Denoga can give a little review of his project and any questions that you have.
Good morning, my name is Garrett Denoga. I'm a local flight instructor, and I have identified a need for additional flight instruction here in Sussex County. I think there's a few folks doing it, but in my opinion, there's plenty of demand out there, and with proper marketing, we can grow a very successful flight instruction business at Sussex County. Through my relationship with John Canyon and Georgetown Aero Services, I think I've learned quite a bit about Georgetown Airport. It's a great airport. The county has put a lot of money into it, a lot of resources, and it is an ideal location for flight instruction. There are large runways. There are great airspace. There's very little airspace limitations in this area, so it's just a prime location for flight instruction. And I think, as I said, with the proper amount of marketing, that we can draw a lot of demand out to the Georgetown Airport, more so than what you have today. So I don't want to belabor this. I don't want to. You guys have a full agenda today, so. Basic business premise is to provide primary flight instruction, which is essentially student pilots services, with ancillary services such as aerial photography, more advanced instruction, instrument rating instruction, recurrency training, and those sorts of things. But the primary focus is for student flight instruction.
Steve, the hangar's ready to rock. I mean, if he wants to move in tomorrow or
actually, he's going to be utilizing the services right there at the new terminal building.
Okay.
That's where he'll actually be housed.
Actually, with inside the terminal.
Yes. As you walk in the front door and where the counter is,
right.
He'll be leasing space from Georgetown Air Services right there.
Be right there in the terminal part.
Yes.
Right. As soon as you walk in, there's a John has a small counter operation there. My operation will be right out of his
right front desk.
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
Being the aircraft is going to be used so much and it's going to be in such high demand, he's not going to need a hangar.
He's not going to.
So a lot of people will be calling
that's
Lisa.
That's optimistic.
They'll be rental and
are you Lisa?
All right. I wish you had parachuting because I was going to sign Mr. Cole up for him.
Don, do you want to say anything?
No, I'll just say that I welcome him. I think it's going to go over great, and he's a very dedicated individual. I wouldn't do it, but he is, and he wants.
He's gutsy. Is that what you're telling me? He's gutsy.
That's a very challenging undertaking.
I've been a flight instructor for 5 years, actually 6 years, and I have an employee identified who's been an instructor for 20 years. So we know what we're doing. Very confident that we, as I said, there's a lot of demand out there for this service. So there's already people doing it in Sussex County. But I think there's still a demand for more.
Okay,
excellent.
And I'd like to advise the council as Mr. Denoga turns out pilots, that's going to increase the demand on hangars at the airport. So that's kind of forthcoming. So the more pilots, the more aircraft.
We got stormwater mounted ponds, so we can keep on cranking.
There
all.
We go. So just to brace the council. So.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, John, for coming. Do you have a motion for this?
Motion. To grant a sublease under the current lease agreement with Georgetown Air Service to lease space at the new terminal building to Delmarva Aviation for the purposes of providing flight instruction for private pilot training, rentals, advanced training, sightseeing, and aerial photography. The proposed tenant will comply with the insurance requirements as required by the county finance director and the county insurance consultant.
So moved, Mr. President.
Thanks, Mr. Jones. Second by Mr. Phillips to approve the motion just read for the airport by Mr. Maston. Questions? Let the record record show Mr. Cole stepped briefly out of the room. Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Duke?
Yes.
My vote is yes.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
In 1988, our income from the airport was about 12,000.